thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here for long. Today I'd like to talk about the universal residual invariance. Universal SL2 invariant is one of quantum invariants, and the all Clausius polynomial of links obtained from the universal SL2 invariant. And our interest is relationship between topological property of tangles and links and the algebraic property of quantum invariants. So today I will show you an algebraic property of a certain kind of tangle called Brownian mode of tangles. And today's plan is as follows. First, I define mode of tangles and Brownian mode of tangles. Then I will mention my motivation of my research. After that, I will define the universal SL2 invariant. Example of bottom tangle. So the first condition is that there are only arc components. So there are no cycles. And each arc has two endpoints. Right? So these two endpoints are adjacent on the bottom, on the bottom line. And the last condition is orientation. So each arc starts from its right endpoint and travels to its left endpoint. And we equip these strands with a framing. But in this talk, framing is not very important, so you don't have to worry about it. This is the definition of bottom tangle. And these conditions enable us find the closure link of a bottom tangle. And this operation defines a map from n components bottom, from the set of n component bottom tangle to the set of n components Nx. And it is easy to see that this map is surjective. Namely, for each link L, there is a bottom tangle whose closure is L. We denote by BTM the set of bottom tangles, n component bottom tangle, and LM the set of n component links. Definition of Brownian link. So now I finished the definition of topological objects. So now I mentioned my motivation of my research. By using quantum groups and these finite dimensional representations, which are called quantum invariants. And the colored Jones polynomials of quantum invariant associated with the quantum group UHSL2 of Lie algebra SL2. It is it is invariant of links taking values in the Laurent polynomial of Q2 1/4. It is defined by corralling a finite dimensional representation to each component of links. is the set of bottom tangles and the closure map. And the universal set invariant is an invariant of tangles, especially bottom tangles. Taking various in the n-fold tensor products of UHSL2. And here is a map. Here is a map that is tensor powers of the quantum traces. Associated with these representations. And this diagram commutes. So I remind you that here is infinite arrows. Here are infinite arrows because there are infinite number of the finite dimensional representation of UHSL2, and we can exchange this representation with the other representation. So there are a finite number of collision polynomial here. And this diagram said that these such finite number of collision polynomials and all of such collision polynomial can be obtained from this universal SLT invariant. So the universal SLT invariant is the strongest invariant among invariants appearing here. So I'm interested in this universal SLT invariant. I'd like to understand it. And what is my interest? My interest is the relationship between topological property of links and tangles. Algebraic property of quantum invariant, especially the universal SLT invariant and the collision polynomial. So I explain here more precisely. So consider the consider classical invariants. So some of classical invariants are defined in simple way, for example, the number of components or the minimum number of crossings or linking numbers, like things like that. And some of classical invariants are defined by using topological tools, for example, fundamental groups or covering of the exterior, like Alexander polynomial. On the other hand, consider the quantum invariants. Quantum invariants not defined in simple way. Now, of course, the Jones polynomial can be defined in simple way by using scalar relation, but in general, quantum invariants not defined by using simple way, it is defined by using R matrix, quantum groups, representation theory, which are out of topology. And moreover, the quantum invariant are defined first by cutting the diagrams and then putting algebraic structure on each parts, and then reconstruct it to define tangle invariant of tangles. So it is not trivial that the relationship between topological property of links, not local, more general property, and the algebraic property of quantum invariants. So I'm interested in this relationship. And if we can understand this relationship, then there are two happy things. And one is that if we can understand this relationship, then we can understand what are quantum invariants. So we can understand which topological property quantum invariants have, and how do the quantum invariants represent this topological property. And the second thing is the applications. So we believe the quantum invariants are strong, so quantum invariants have a lot of topological property of lot of topological information of links and tangles. However, because we haven't yet sufficiently understood this relationship, so we haven't yet sufficiently applied these a lot of information of links and tangles to the topology. So if we can understand this relationship, then we can apply quantum invariant to topology sufficiently. So with this interest, I studied this relationship, and I obtained algebraic property of the universal SLT invariant of ribbon and boundary and Brownian. Bottom tangles and the links. So today I will show you an algebraic property of Brownian. Algebraic property of the universal SLT invariant of Brownian bottom tangles. Now I will define the universal SLT invariant. Before that, I should define the quantum group UHSL2. Not by UH. So UH is an H arbitrary completed algebra over QH over the Fermat power series ring QH. Logically generated by three elements H, E, and F, and defined by three relations such that H, E minus E, H equal to 2E, H, F minus F, H equal to minus 2F. And EF minus FE equal to this, where we set Q equal to exponential H and K equal to but the exponential to over large, small h, large h. So you don't have to remember this definition, but the important thing is that by defining as this, we can equip UH with a ribbon hopper double structure. So today I will not explain ribbon hopper algebra structure precisely. But again, the important thing is that if we have a ribbon hopper algebra, then we can construct an invariant of tangles systematically. Ribbon hopper algebra equips UH with unit multiplication, co-unit multiplication, antipodes, R matrix, and ribbon elements. Yes, hopper algebra structure. And this is the universal R element, which is contained in UH tensor 2, and this is called ribbon element, which is an element in UH central element. We use this element to define the universal accepted invariant. So I said that if we have a ribbon hopper algebra, then we can construct invariant of tangle. So if we use the ribbon hopper algebra structure of UH, then we can obtain the universal SL2 invariant. So from now, I will define the universal SL2 invariant explicitly. There are three steps to define the universal SL2 invariant. The first step is that we choose or we fix a diagram tilde of T consisting of these parts whose orientation are arbitrary. So for example, let's take an example like this. So for this bottom tangle, we can take can take this diagram for an example. So the step one is easy. And step two, you put labels to each part. And before that, I like to prepare some notation. We write our matrix like the sum over the integers of alpha I times beta I. And we write our inverse alpha I minus and beta I minus. And if we write S, it is a map from crossings of Hippiba to positive integers, which we call state. We could write out as follows. Okay. For positive crossing C plus, such that SC plus equal to T, then we put alpha T and beta T here. So a term of our matrix. And a negative crossing such that C S minus equal to U, then we put alpha U inverse and beta U inverse here. Now we consider only the strand downward, but if a strand is oriented upward, then we put the antipode to the label on the strand. So for example, so there is three crossings here. And for this type of crossing, so let's say this is C1, C2, and C3. And SC1 equal to I, SC2 equal to IJ, SC3 equal to IJK. And for this kind of crossing, we put alpha I and beta I. Okay. And for this strand, we put alpha J and beta J. And this strand is oriented upward, so we apply antipode to this radar. And for this crossing, we put alpha k minus and beta k minus. And for this crossing, this strand is oriented upwards, so we apply antipode here. Okay. And for a maximum point and minimum point on strands running from left to right, we put K the inverse. And for other parts, with no ladder. So for example, there are two maximal points, and this maximal point is on a strand running from right to left, so we put no ladder here. And this strand is on this maximal point on the strand running from left to right. Right, so we put K here. So this is step two. And for step three, we read these labels. So I'd like to explain step three with this example. So how do we read this label? So first we starting from here. We start from here. The end point of the leftmost strand. Starting from here and going around to the opposite orientation. And first we meet this label. So we write down the label S alpha I. And then we go around to the opposite orientation. Then we meet this label, so S beta J. We write down this label. And there are no more label on this strand, so we move to the next strand. And similarly, okay, then we move to the next strand, we put tensor here, and similarly, we read the labels on the next strand, alpha j, beta I, alpha k minus k, s beta k minus. And we define it, we denote it by J, P, T, S. So note that it depends on the choice of T, T, and the choice of the state. And then we take the state sum and define it by J, P. So it is an element in the wave tensor 2. So in general, if T has n component, then this element is contained in n-fold tensor power of UH. And this element does not depend on the choice of the diagram T tilde and the state, because we take all the state sum. So it defines an invariant of T, and we call it the universal SAT invariant. So this is the definition of universal SAT invariant. And from now, I will define explicit R matrix, and I will show you an explicit formula of this invariant. define the universal R matrix, I should define some notations. So first I use these types of Q integers. It's factorial. And I define four elements of UH. First one is F to the I, which is to Q minus 1 Fk, and small e equal to Q2 minus 1 over 2 minus 1 e. So this element, all of these elements will be rich. And one more element is d. It is an element in UH tensor 2. By using this notation, we can write an explicit R matrix. So our matrix is like this. Inverse is like this. So of course you don't have to remember this notation and this R matrix, but please remind that R matrix can be written by using D and large F and K and small e. And Q powers of Q. So if we put this R matrix and inverse to this formula, then the result is as follows. So this JP. So we call that T equal to this. J plus K, J, Q. This is a binomial coefficient of Q few versions of binomial coefficient. D minus 2, Q, 2, 1 over 4, plus 8 plus 2. So this is the universal eccentric invariant of this photon tangle. And so now you can, maybe I think you can understand that it is non-trivial thing that the relationship between this algebraic property of this invariant and topological property of this photon tangle.
Sorry, can I just ask? Yes? The indices runs not over, like it doesn't go from one to the dimension of the algebra, right? What are the states like?
So like these indices.
Yeah. What do you? Yeah.
So what answer? What is the question?
So what are you summing over? It's not related to the dimension of the. Is it the dimension of U H S L 2 or no?
No.
Right.
So recall that this indices is the state sum. So states. So for each crossing, we put a term of our matrix like alpha I and beta I, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So here, our matrix is run over these indices, I say alpha I plus beta I.
And here I runs over what?
I runs over the set of non-negative integers. So for example here, so I have to explain that here we set formally alpha I tensor beta I equal to D and K I minus 1 beta I K minus 1 tensor in I. So in fact the right hand side is the infinite sum of because D is infinite sum of this element, but formally for simplicity we put these elements, we write these elements by alpha I and beta I.
Mm-hmm.
And this I is corresponds to this I. And in the definition of the universal eccentric invariant, we put this term to this, and finally we take the sum all over the indices. So we reconstruct the R matrix in the invariant.
Yep. Thanks.
Yes, so that it is a happy thing to we can define an invariant of tangle, but we cannot understand the relationship between this formula and the topological property of this bottom tangle.
So, just to be sure, it's an invariant of frame tangle.
It's framing tangle.
Okay.
In fact, there are some relationship because this integer, the on the D, corresponds to linking number of this photon tangle, and this element corresponds to the framing of the body tangle. But the other part, for the other part, we haven't yet sufficiently understood what is this number. So from now, I'd like to show you an algebraic property for algebraic property of the universal asset invariant for Brownian bottom tangle. Before I show you results, I have to define some subalgebra of UH. I define three subalgebras of UH. First one is UBQ. Second one is UQ, and last one is UQ bar. And I write down the generators on the right boxes. UBQ is generated by K plus minus 1, F to the I, and E to the I. And UQ is generated by K plus minus 1, the I and small e, and UQ bar is generated by small k plus minus 1 and small f and small e. So here note that large f, a small f equal to q minus 1 large f to the 1, and small e equal to q minus 1 large f to the 1. So the subalgebra UBQ is the largest subalgebra, and UQ bar is the smallest.
Sorry, what is it? It's UVQ?
UZ.
Z. Okay.
Z. So it is integral, it means integral form. So it is one of modification of Lustig integral form, which usually denoted by UZ. For each subalgebra, then it denotes the subalgebra generated by the same generator, except that k plus minus 1 is replaced with plus minus 2. Call the results for algebraically split bottom tangle. So T, let T be a bottom tangle whose linking numbers are all zero. So I should say that From now, I assume that bottom tangles has zero framings. First, how we all prove that for algebraically split bottom tangle T, the invariant, universal invariant, is contained in a certain combination of UQ even tensor and I refined his result such that for all diagram and states JT to the S is contained in UQ even tensor N. So this result is obtained from this result.
Sorry, so what is the difference?
So recall that we define T to the S and T to the JT. So we define JT by using JT to the S, taking a state sum.
Oh, so each individual state is there, or what?
Yes, all states is there, and this is infinite sum. So we have to take some completion of to define these elements because this is infinite sum. I show you that this element is a finite sum, finite element in image tensor N. So if we use this result and consider as certain completion, then we obtain his result. Okay, then finally I show you the inverse congruent bottom tangle. First, so T, let T is Brillouin and component Brillouin bottom tangle. That if we ignore a component of invariant, then we are left with the tensor powers of U cube or even, that is the smallest subalgebra among these three subalgebras.
Even you didn't say, you didn't write.
Even, yeah.
Only there or also on the sides?
Sorry. And this results into result for the invariant. So if this be IM, P denote BIM by DBIN, this algebra, then BIM, the inverse asset invariant of Brownian bottom tangle is contained in the composition of this subalgebra.
For each I.
I is, oh, I'm sorry. So this is the main result of this talk. And we also, we can also obtain an application of this theorem to the colored joint polynomial of Brownian link, such that ascertain the colored joint polynomial can be divisible by many cyclotomic polynomials. Okay, I should stop here. Thank you so much.
So about this one, so
for each I you pick for each I you pick the T tilde sub I somehow with the diagram. Mm-hmm. And is it something like the I's component is triggered there?
Yes.
Pick one where it's not
it. You're right, so we can consider, so if P is Brownian, we fix as component. Then if we erase as component, we are left with trivial components. So it says that we can take a diagram such that a diagram, if we erase as component of the diagram, then we are left with trivial diagram. So if we use this diagram, then we can obtain the first result. So the proof is very easy. Easy to understand.
Maybe it's a stupid question, but you obtain a characterization of Brownian braids as an algebraical object, but it is also a characterization at the level of algebra. I mean, if you have a tangle which GT, it is either belongs to this tensor product, you know that it is a Brownian tangle also?
So the your question is,
the question is that if you have a Brownian tangle, okay, you know that GT tilde belongs to this tensor product, okay? What I mean is, if you know that you have a tangle, okay, and you know that the image is in this product, do you know that it is a tangle, a Brownian tangle?
No, unfortunately.
Do you have counterexamples?
Do you have a counterexample?
I don't have yet, but I think it is not.
Mm-hmm. How computable is all this? Are there programs to compute it? How far have such things been computed?
So computed formula explicitly, what do you mean?
Yes, whichever way.
So we can consider which part of this the invariant contained in, for example, by using subalgebras, but explicit formula to compute explicit formula is very difficult, even if by using computer. So, for example, to compute trefoil, the inverse invariant of trefoil bottom tangle is we can compute, but it is not easy. So for general bottom tangle, it is far from easy to compute.
Can you say a bit more about application? So you mentioned that tell you that for Jones polynomial of a Brazilian link is divisible by some cyclotomic polynomial. Can you say a little bit be more precise?
Yes. So actually, we cannot apply it to Jones polynomial, but the reduced power Jones polynomial by defined by Professor Habiro. So we consider a certain representation of the UHSS2. Is obtained from tensor power of representation, and yes, and so the definition of this representation looks like complicated, but it was used to construct a unified weekend restriction trial invariant by Habiro. So if we study the Kalajong polynomial of associated with this representation, then we can apply these theory to unify the weekend restricted traffic invariant of 3 manifold. So we are interested in this representation. And if L is an component link of Brownian link, then JL, the Kalajon polynomial colored by B tilde L1 divided by B tilde Ln is contained in is this but I can explain that this is an ideal generated by this element. So this is Q minus 1. So this is generated by this element, mm-hmm. And here we can see the multiplication of cyclotomic polynomial.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like this.
So you mentioned in the beginning that there also. Or you mentioned three kind of problems when you can try to relate the Pochkin properties and actually structure of the continuum bias. So that was Brunian, ribbon, and boundary. Is there a similar result in the case of ribbon and boundary?
Is similar, such that so algebraic discrete. Algebra of ribbon or Brunian,
mm-hmm.
is the smallest. And Brunian is the middle one.
I think that in at the bottom is the boundary.
Thank you.
This relation. Okay. And it has also, our reason, we have also consequences of the divisibility.
Yes.
Okay. So thank you very much once more.
Mm-hmm.
And,